Hello, fellow travelers, and welcome to the show. I hope that you're all having an amazing day. If you are a new listener, please subscribe and like us on Facebook at Julia's Trucking Cafe. That's at Julia's, my name, capital T-R-C-K-N, capital C-A-F-E. I also have a YouTube channel for any newbie drivers just coming into the industry and you're just finding this podcast. And that's Julia's Trucking Cafe, and also I have a how-to channel where I talk about a variety of topics from cooking in your truck to what you carry in your truck, which a video for that is coming very soon. You can also find this podcast as a vlog on YouTube as well, Julia's Truck and Cafe - Truck and News Hour. So sit back and enjoy the ride. We have lots of news to get to. This week I'll be discussing as always, I have lots of news to get to, so let's get right to it. In this story, South Carolina authorities say that multiple people lost their lives in a multi-vehicle crash involving a car hauler on I-26 near Spartanburg. This crash happened February 24th around 9:30 in the evening. According to South Carolina Highway Patrol, a car hauler traveling west on I-26, mile marker 11, struck the rear of a westbound 2022 Toyota. After striking the Toyota, the car hauler crossed the median and the cable barrier, entering the eastbound lanes of I-26. The car hauler then struck an eastbound 2024 Honda, sparking a large vehicle fire. All five people in the Honda were killed in the crash. The car hauler driver was hospitalized with injuries. At the time, the crash was still under investigation by the South Carolina Highway Patrol. And in this story, a driver is cited in a crash that killed 12 cows. A truck driver has been cited for drowsy driving that killed several cows in Iowa. This happened February 23rd on Interstate 380 near Brandon, Iowa. According to the local news, the driver was hauling cattle near the 50-mile marker on I-380 when he fell asleep behind the wheel. The truck veered into the median, through a guardrail, and struck a cement bridge wall. The force of the impact caused the rig to overturn and land in the creek beneath the bridge. Pickup truck then collided with some of the debris from the wreck and damaged that vehicle. No one was hurt in the crash, but as many as 12 cows perished as a result. Roadway was shut down for hours as crews worked to clean up the wreckage and investigate the incident. Accident inspired police to issue a public warning to other drivers about the dangers of driving fatigued. Truck driver involved issued a citation for failure to maintain control of his rig. Up next, a man was ran over while waiting for a tow truck after a wreck with a semi. This happened February 25th in Texas. According to local news, a car and a semi-truck got into a minor wreck on Interstate 20 and Farm Road 1187 near the Interstate 30 split. Motorists and the truck driver exchanged information and called a tow truck to move his vehicle. As the man was waiting for the tow truck, he was struck by another vehicle and died at the scene. It's not clear whether the driver of the vehicle who hit the man stayed at the scene or if any criminal charges were issued. The cause of the initial wrecks were not known at the time, and at the time of the reporting, this incident is still under investigation. Drug smugglers hauling limes wrapped $3 million worth of cocaine in lime-printed photo paper. The contact paper? That was limes. And as you can hear, I'm recording this episode in my truck, and it is about 12:30 in the morning, waiting to get unloaded, and it's been on and off hailing for the last several hours, so you're going to hear that while I'm recording. back to the article. Drug smugglers hauling limes attempted to conceal $3 million worth of cocaine by wrapping the packages in photo paper of limes. This was found Thursday, February 22nd, inside a semi-truck trying to pass through the Otay Mesa commercial facility in California, right in the middle of the morning. According to U.S. Customs and Border Patrol, 42-year-old trucker hauling a load of Persian limes was in possession of a valid border crossing card when he was referred for a secondary inspection. A canine officer then alerted agents to possible presence of contraband, so they investigated the tractor and the trailer. During that investigation, agents uncovered 158 suspicious packages wrapped in photos of limes and quickly identified the substance as cocaine. Agents discovered a total of 435 pounds of cocaine with an estimated street value of $3,355,000. The truck driver was taken into custody and narcotics and tractor trailer were seized. And police find a driver lying in the road after a fiery wreck. This happened February 27th in Northbrook, Illinois on Interstate 294 at Lake Cook Road. According to the local news, first responders arrived at the scene to find a FedEx truck on fire and a man in the roadway. Quote, "At this time, it seems that the person on the road was the driver of the semi," said Northbrook Fire Chief Steve Morris. The driver was then taken to a nearby hospital in serious condition and soon passed away to his injuries. After investigating this incident, this fire, police determined that the truck hauling double trailers had collided with a guardrail, ejecting the driver and causing the cab to catch fire. Firefighters responding to the scene cut the roof off of one of the trailers as they battled the flames. And no further information has been released. Now, in this screen, you'll see that it is a YouTube video. You cannot play the video. I will have a link to this video and any subsequent videos in my newscast in the description box below where you could click on the link. It just takes me too much time to turn around and have to re-record the YouTube video, and it's, you know, YouTube gets really pissy when creators do that kind of a thing. So all the links to any videos or anything, please see the description box. And up next, a trucker shaking hands lead to discovery of smuggled migrants. A truck driver shaking hands led to the discovery of three migrants inside the sleeper of his truck as he attempted to cross into Texas. On February 22nd at I-35 border checkpoint, according to the local news, this truck driver had shaken hands when he handed his border crossing card to Border Patrol agents. The shaking hands made agents suspicious. Okay, I'm completely thinking of this story wrong, so bad on my part. The driver's hands were trembling. Not that I thought he was shaking hands like you shake someone's hand with a Border Patrol agent. No, his hands were shaking so bad when he handed the officer his border crossing card that it made the agent suspicious. So they brought in a canine unit who alerted them to possible contraband inside a commercial vehicle. They then asked the driver if he was alone in the truck. When he responded no, they inspected the cab of the truck and discovered three migrants inside of the bunk. He was taken into custody and told investigators during a post-arrest interview that he had called a co-worker involved in the smuggling of migrants back in Mexico to arrange the smuggling. He said he was already delivering a load of tile to Dallas and expected an extra $7,500 for smuggling the migrants into the country over the border crossing. And in this story, railroad company BNSF is to pay truckers $75 million for collecting their fingerprints without their consent. BNSF has agreed to pay tens of millions of dollars to settle a class action suit that accused the company of violating Illinois privacy laws by collecting truck drivers' fingerprints without obtaining proper consent. On Monday, February 26th, Fort Worth headquartered BNSF agreed to pay $75 million to settle a lawsuit brought by the class action of 46,500 truck drivers, reports Rutgers. According to the lawsuit, the train company required truck drivers to submit a fingerprint scan prior to entering Chicago area rail yards in order to verify their identities. The suit argued that BNSF did not tell the truck drivers that they would maintain their scanned fingerprints in a database. Lawyers representing the truckers argued that BNSF violated the Illinois Biometric Information Privacy Act of 2008, which requires written permission to gather a person's biometric information, including retinal scans and fingerprints. BNSF was previously ordered to pay out $228 million, or $5,000 per truck driver, following a jury trial, but these damages amount was overturned. Up next, a man pleads guilty in a tractor-trailer human smuggling scheme that killed 53. Now, this is a separate one than the one that I just reported on. Authorities in Texas, again, say that a man has pled guilty to a charge in semi-human smuggling scheme that killed 53 people. This happened back in 2022. Luis Alberto Rivera Leal, also known as Cowboy, 38, pled guilty in San Antonio federal court to one count of conspiracy to transport aliens, placing lives in jeopardy. Authorities say that Rivera is a Mexican citizen who was a member of an organization responsible for fatal human smuggling attempt in San Antonio back on June 27, 2022. Smuggling attempt resulted in the deaths of 53 people, including 6 children, from heat-related illness after being locked in a hot trailer. At least 66 people were inside the trailer during the smuggling attempt. As a part of the scheme, the organization would illegally bring children and adults from Guatemala, Honduras, and Mexico to the U.S. using trucks. And Rivera would then meet the trucks in San Antonio and transport the smuggled individuals to Houston in a personal vehicle. Rivera is the fourth person to plead guilty in this case. The truck driver, Zamorano, 47, as well as Felipe Torres, 29, and Gonzalez Ortega, 54, also pled guilty. All three of these other cases are still pending. Rivera faces up to 20 years in prison. So as we know, all of these, you know, a lot of these illegals are definitely coming in from South America. And a crash on Connecticut Interstate sends two big rigs swimming. Connecticut State Police responded to a morning crash off of I-84 that sent two big rigs for a swim. The crash occurred about 2 o'clock in the morning on February 29th in Ashford, Connecticut. The trucks were eastbound on I-84 when they were involved in a crash near exit 72 that sent both of them off the interstate into a pond on the side of the interstate. Both trucks came to rest partially submerged in the pond. It was initially reported by local Connecticut news outlet that at least one person was hospitalized with serious injuries. Later, officials announced that person passed away in the crash. A Tolan County dive team responded to the crash scene, and heavy traffic backups were reported in that area. The cause of the crash was still under investigation. And there's some good news in Tennessee for motorists. Tennessee gets rid of split speed limits on I-81 for the motoring safety of the public. On March 4th, Tennessee Department of DOT announced the end of the split speed limits on I-81, which means that cars would be able to do 70 and trucks had to do 65 or even 55 in some places. Either it was 65 and 55 or 70 and 65, something like that. And this started on March 4th. We'll increase the speed limit for all vehicles on I-81 between Washakie County line and Virginia State line to 70 miles an hour. Previously, the speed limit was set there, like I said, for 55 miles an hour for commercial vehicles and 65 for passenger vehicles. Tennessee DOT will be installing new speed limit signage the first week of March. Officials say that the split speed limit on I-81 was done away with following recent spot speed studies, crash analyses, of course, and the continuity of speed zones. This study was conducted as a result of comments received from the general public, as well as our partners in law enforcement and local municipalities. The speed limit change is being made in the interest of motoring safety of the public. In other words, too many people started griping and complaining about either getting busted or something like that, and backups and everything. So this also segues into them trying to enforce speed limiters in semis because of MAD and SAD and GLAD and DAD and all sorts of these other organizations. I don't know about GLAD and DAD, but they're wanting to limit all semis to 65 miles an hour. Well, if you're having a problem in Tennessee with a split speed zone, what do you think putting speed limiters or limiters in semis is going to do? It's going to be nothing but a traffic jam. Too many states have tried it. And this story, a lucky truck driver survives a twisted wreck. It's pretty mangled, isn't it? A lucky trucker survived a twisted single truck wreck in the Lake Tahoe region of California. This happened at February 29th, just before 8 in the morning, on Interstate 80 at Donner. California Highway Patrol in Truckee reports that the semi-truck was the only vehicle involved in the wreck, which forced them to shut down sections of eastbound I-80. The wreck occurred during a bout of winter weather in the area, and there's a blizzard warning in effect for the area through 10 a.m. on Sunday, March 3rd. The driver was extremely lucky and sustained only minor injuries, said California Highway Patrol. The exact reason for the wreck was not clear at the time. I'm glad
he's
okay. In this story,
a man was shot outside of a trucking company as a meetup goes wrong.
This happened on February 29th in San Antonio, just off the Northeast Loop 410. According to local news, police arrived on the scene to find a 27-year-old man with multiple gunshot wounds. After investigating, they concluded that the man had met up with two other men outside the trucking company. And at some point, something happened and the two men opened fire on the 27-year-old as he stood at a back door of the building. The other two men that fired the shots fled the scene in a black sedan after the incident, reported the local news. The reason behind the shooting, of course, is not clear, and it's still under investigation. There again, as you see, I want to reiterate, you see the YouTube video. There will be a link in the description box if you'd like to watch the local news outlet story of this shooting. Up next, a driver leaves a fellow trucker dead on the shoulder of the road. 66-year-old truck driver Silver
Flores was arrested on February 28th in Arkansas for the incident that happened on eastbound I-30 at the 58-mile marker. According to the local news, 59-year-old Espinoza was outside of his vehicle parked on the shoulder of I-30 due to mechanical issues. As he was placing warning triangles around his rig, an eastbound truck, quote, left the roadway, collided with a parked truck, and then collided with the victim, end quote. A witness to the incident said that the driver of the second truck then continued eastbound, leaving the other trucker dead on the side of the road. Police soon began looking for the second truck, who fled the scene, and eventually found him at a Pilot. Flores admitted to officers they had struck the parked truck and fled the scene. He was immediately arrested, of course. He's held on $25,000 bond, and his arraignment is set for April 2nd. He's being charged with leaving the scene of an accident involving death or
personal injury. For this story, you better hang on to your britches,
because a truck driver was rescued from a semi that was dangling off a bridge in Louisville, Kentucky. This happened March 1st around 12:30 in the afternoon on Clark Memorial Bridge over the Ohio River between Indiana and Louisville. Early reports from the local news indicate that the truck is believed to have been northbound on the bridge when it crossed into the southbound lanes and went through the guardrail, leaving the cab of the truck dangling from the bridge. The local fire department responded and sent a rescue worker down off the bridge to rescue the driver. The truck driver remained hanging off of the Clark Memorial Bridge. Truck remained hanging off the Memorial Bridge. And then, I guess it was a Cisco truck. They issued the following statement: Cisco's enormously grateful to rescue services and law enforcement who quickly and safely resolved the accident on the Clark Memorial Bridge today. We are thankful our Cisco colleague is safe and thank the first responders for their courageous efforts rescuing our driver. Safety is a priority at Cisco, and we are cooperating with law enforcement during this investigation. And this is also a developing story. Again, I reiterate, there is a link to the YouTube video in the description below. And in this story, a trucker gets 6 months for theft of Mike's hard lemonade load. I'm surprised it's only 6 months. A trucker has been sentenced to 6 months in prison after stealing a truck loaded with Mike's hard lemonade from a lot in New York. The theft occurred on March 21st, 2023, in Yonkers, New York, off of I-87. The trucker involved in the incident, 28-year-old Kelvin Garcia Lureño, was arrested on April 17th and pled guilty to felony grand larceny in the second degree in November. He was sentenced to 6 months in prison on Thursday, February 29th. According to the local news, they stole the entire loaded truck trailer of Mike's Hard Lemonade out of the lot and drove it to Brooklyn, where it was later found empty and abandoned on Atlantic Avenue. The load of alcohol was worth $32,793. He was also sentenced to 5 years probation and required to pay $42,793.76 in restitution. They had tacked on another 10 grand to that. It doesn't pay people to break into trailers and try to steal loads. California Highway Patrol nab a truck, pickup truck with a trailer combination, driver for having fake plates, and much more. California Highway Patrol recently discovered a slew of violations after pulling over a pickup truck and a trailer combination in Redding. The Redding officer said that a traffic stop was initiated on February 27 due to the driver being distracted, parentheses, texting, end quote. Quote, well, one thing led to another, and it was determined the truck had expired registration, false license plates. The driver was driving out of class, combination of truck and trailer requires a Class A driver's license. The trailer was not registered in any of the 50 states and was also displaying false license plates. Unfortunately for this driver, both the truck and the trailer were towed away. So, and he lost those as well. And in this story, even the Kardashians can't get away from people stealing their stuff. A semi loaded with $4 million worth of Kardashian gummy vitamins was stolen recently. Reality TV star Kourtney Kardashian reportedly fell victim to a heist when a semi-truck loaded with Stars Lemmy Wellness gummy products was stolen from a facility located in the San Fernando Valley. TMZ says that up to $4 million worth of the product was on the truck when it was stolen. The thieves hacked the security system, used fraudulent ID documents to gain access to the facility. They then sent a digital ransom note asking for payment in return for the stolen Lemmy dietary supplements. A Lemmy spokesperson told TMZ, "Our team is working closely with law enforcement agencies to investigate the theft. In the meantime, we are implementing contingency plans to minimize any impact to our customers and retail partners. No suspects have been identified. No arrests have been made at the time of the writing of this article. The cargo theft remains under investigation." So even Kourtney Kardashian has stuff stolen. And this next story may seem comical to you, but trust me, it is not. Small plane lands at a truck stop diner for a quick bite. A small plane lands at a truck stop diner in Michigan. This happened February 23rd at the 76 Truck Stop Diner in Coopersville, Michigan, off of 48th Avenue. According to the local news, a small single-engine airplane landed in the truck parking lot outside of the diner, and the pilot got out to grab a quick bite to eat. Someone said, "I got to the restaurant and met my dad for lunch, and the plane was parked there. I saw the pilot walking back toward the plane about 30 minutes later. I was curious as to how he was going to get back into the air." She then captured the incident. The plane had been seen briefly taxiing behind a tractor trailer and exiting the truck stop before turning onto a two-lane roadway and utilizing a break in traffic to turn into a runway. The plane then takes off without incident. "This was not something I thought I would see at a Friday afternoon," this witness said. I'm not going to name who it is. Now, let me tell you, in the state of Wisconsin, from personal experience, somebody doing something stupid like this is highly illegal. Luckily, on this photo, you cannot see the tail wing numbers. You may be able to zoom in. But if someone caught his tail wing numbers and reported his butt to the FAA, he would lose his pilot's license. You are only supposed to land on a roadway in an emergency situation, period. No questions asked. It's a huge fine if this pilot got caught. Truck drivers can't see other trucks, let alone motorcycles, let alone looking for an airplane to land in a truck stop parking lot. And then to, you know, make traffic stop so he could take off. Granted, it was a pause in traffic, but still, everybody knows how idiots drive. And I don't know if it was a two-lane highway. So he took a big, huge risk doing that stupid stunt because he was hungry. Ridiculous. Julia's Truck and Cafe is a trademark brand. Julia's Truck and Cafe podcast is ranked in the top 10% of 3 million active podcasts worldwide. Any and all images used on this show are shared under the Fair Use Act, and no copyright infringement is intended, expected, or will be litigated. We thank you for joining us this week. We hope that you have a safe and prosperous week. Please keep the shiny side up. Until next time.